Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Joining me in our Missoula studios is Mike Steinberg. Mike is the executive director of the International Wildlife Film Festival and the Roxy Theater in Missoula. Nice to see you, Mike.
Nice to see you. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks
so it's the big International Wildlife Film Festival week running through April 22nd and the 40th anniversary of the festival.
Yeah, 40th anniversary. I mean, it started right here on campus. Chuck Jonkel founded the festival in 1977. Chuck was a bear biologist and was really interested in connecting scientists and filmmakers. He recognized some kind of unethical behavior happening in the film world and really wanted to make a change. And he thought if, you know, we can get filmmakers and scientists together, get them on the same page, they could tell honest and ethical stories about animals, and it would, you know, it would benefit the animals and it would benefit all of us because, you know, we could save habitat, we could save species. And yeah, here we are 40 years later, still doing the same thing, which I think it's a good thing because it's a wonderful event, still dealing with a lot of the same problems, sadly, with the environment and some things even worse. But our audience, of course, has grown considerably, and the attention that the kinds of films that we're presenting, the attention that those films get, I think, has also increased to a great degree now with networks that present this content on a regular basis, and certainly lots of groups that are cause-driven, mission-driven around saving the planet. So we're here as well.
International Wildlife Film Festival has always been about wildlife, obviously. It's always been about those stories of the natural world. But it's really expanded and more into films of climate, lots of different kinds of angles that have that natural world theme throughout, right?
Yeah.
What's the kind of criteria that you look for when you're pulling films from around the world?
Well, honestly, it's about honest, ethical filmmaking. And it's hard to tell a story about any species without considering the ramifications of maybe the impact that humans are making on the planet. These sort of classic observational films where you see the animal behavior films where you see, a lion take down a wildebeest, or, you know, those are extraordinary. Those are fascinating films, but it's hard to watch those films and not consider the greater world going on outside of that, or even the impact that, that region may be having on those species. So films that ignore that, or I should say even the weather and the impact that the changing in climate might have on those species. So it's hard to see those films as something isolated and something on their own. The criteria that we use, again, is honest and ethical filmmaking, and we're interested in presenting beautiful theatrical films. Honestly, there were tons of films that are great ideas and important issues, but if they're not good films, then they're not going to play at the Wildlife Film Fest.
Mm-hmm. And you have a mixture. I've always loved the fact that you have a mixture of kind of the big guys in the world of environmental and wildlife films.
BBC,
Nature, National Geographic, those kinds of big players. But you also feature short films. You feature, certainly made in Montana or at least regionally made films as well. Talk about that. And even young filmmakers are involved, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a key goal of the festival. 4 years ago, when I joined the organization, we sat down and, in our strategic planning, looked at where do we want the festival to go. And certainly the relationship between, as I said, the filmmaker and the scientist is the sort of center of our mission, our vision for what IWFF is, but also fostering young filmmakers. And we have a very welcoming community. We have a really laid-back town by comparison to some other towns where, environmental or wildlife film events happen. And so we have a really special opportunity to connect young filmmakers with some of the visiting executives or big-time producers from those networks that you mentioned. That's been known for years, and people come to IWFF to meet those folks that they wouldn't meet otherwise. I mean, if you go to some other events, good luck getting a meeting, first of all. And here, I mean, 2 years ago, the head of BBC Natural History Unit, the creative director there, went out for pizza with a bunch of students from MSU, and that opportunity is not coming along every day for these kids who see that as, you know, sort of a golden opportunity to connect.
Right. And as is the custom with many of these kinds of film festivals, there's lots of the talent coming, right, to be here with their films, producers, directors, filmmakers.
Absolutely. Yeah. This year, more than ever. I mean, it's been, we hired this tremendous producer. Jerry Rafter came on back in October and is helming the festival. You know, I came on as executive director for the organization 4 years ago, and really, you know, gave a lot of attention to the festival. We really wanted to increase audience and reconnect with the community, and I think I did a good job of, you know, of doing that. But frankly, our organization has grown so much that it's been necessary to find someone who can, you know, really focus on IWFF. And Jerry's amazing, and she's bringing in, you know, 60 or 70 people over the next week. Filmmakers, subjects from films, scientists. The general term we use is delegates. It sounds a little bit, I've always had a kind of rough time with it. It's like, ooh, the delegates are here. Yeah. Get their limo ready. I mean, we're really too laid back of a town to refer to people as that. But nonetheless, they're not just filmmakers. They're people from sort of all walks of conservation and wildlife. And you'll see them around town with their badges and, you know, they'll look slightly out of place, but they'll fit in right away, I think.
I'm talking with Mike Steinberg today about the International Wildlife Film Festival, which is running through April 22nd at the Roxy Theater and a few other venues on campus as well at the University of Montana. The website address for all the details is wildlifefilms.org. Well, can I put you on the spot and a couple of highlights, things that you've seen, things that you're particularly excited about? I mean, we know our own Amy Martin is doing a presentation with the Threshold podcast.
Well, which that is a huge highlight because Amy is also a friend, and I'm really excited to be able to present this kind of anatomy of a podcast. Amy will be there. Colin Ruggiero, who's a local filmmaker. He's not really that local, but he happens to be local. His films are from, you know, he's worked all over the world. He has a film about the reintroduction of bison to native lands that happens, it's set in Browning. And so we paired that up with Amy, who, of course, her podcast, Threshold, which has been broadcast here on MTPR, is really centered on bison. Lots of stories about bison. And that'll be a night of kind of exploring this new media approach to talking about wildlife.
Mm-hmm. And that's Wednesday night.
Wednesday. We've also got Earth Day. We've got a Planet Earth 2 marathon. This is pretty exciting. This is free. It's at the Roxy. All six episodes of Planet Earth 2. And these are mind-blowing. I mean, this really is the top-of-the-line blue-chip wildlife filmmaking, you know, hosted by David Attenborough, the voice of wildlife.
The voice.
The voice. Another free event here on campus on Tuesday evening. Four different films, four short films, all of them sort of Montana-centric. I'm not going to run down the list because I'll butcher through my memory of what the titles are, but it's free at the UC Center. And many of the filmmakers will be here for that. There's films about elk. There's films about trout. There's films about grizzly bear. So if any of those charismatic megafauna, if they interest you, that's a place to be. And another really exciting thing is our award ceremony, which is open to the public as well on Friday at the Natural History Center. That night, we're going to have a really cool VR demo, a virtual reality demo. M. Sanjan, who is a conservationist, in fact, is the executive director of Conservation International, will co-host our award ceremony, and prior to that, he'll present Under the Canopy, his new VR film that premiered at Sundance just back in January.
Well, lots of things to see.
I hope you wrote all that down.
Yeah, exactly. If you didn't have a chance to write any of that down, go to the website. Yeah. Wildlifefilms.org is the website for the full schedule of the 40th Annual International Wildlife Film Festival happening in Missoula. You can call this number as well, 728-9380. Congratulations on the big event, Mike.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Mike Steinberg has been here. He's the executive director of the Roxy Theater in Missoula and the International Wildlife Film Festival.